Hey there, everybody. It is September the 15th, 2010. You are listening to This Show Is So Gay, and you're listening to us on WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. As always, we're broadcasting with pride worldwide on Q Nation FM, clickexpose.com, and for the first time starting this week, we are broadcasting on Grateful Dread Public Radio, a progressive peace station that exists to change the world. It's a pretty lofty, great goal, isn't it? It's awesome. And you can check out all their great programming at gdreadradio.org, Grateful Dread Public Radio. I'm Ken, and welcoming for the first time over in... She's giggly and happy to be here for the first time guest hosting... Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Ken.
Welcome to This Show Is So Gay.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I'm here to change the world, apparently.
I'm telling you, I'm filled with grateful dread.
Me? Oh, it doesn't sound good when you say it that way. No, we're totally filled with grateful dread.
They do such great stuff that I'm just happy. So, yeah. How do you feel?
I feel really glad to be here, okay. And even if both of us are slightly under the weather.
We're both a little ill. Let me just teach you the rules real quick.
I love the rules.
Okay, it's very casual.
Yes.
We talk about gay things. I don't know if I told you that before the show.
Well, I try to infer it from the title.
Some people get confused. I know. Some people get confused.
Gay like happy. That's why I'm giggly.
It's very giggly and homosexual. And then... And importantly, it's important. So when I point with you with my right hand,
yes,
the usual response is, wow, Ken, I didn't think of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
wait, I want to write it down.
Okay.
Wow. Yes. Exclamation point.
We'll add your spin to
it. Okay.
It's not so much scripted as much as you go for the sentiment.
Okay.
And
it's
then,
really, I didn't think of that,
yeah,
Ken.
Yes.
You're so brilliant.
No.
No.
Don't go too far. Because
okay.
When I point with the left hand,
oh,
it's, oh, Ken, you witty devil.
I think I have it. So, yes.
Okay. Those are the rules.
Thank you. I've got them.
Welcome to the
gay,
show.
Gay, you're witty, wow.
There you go.
I'm so glad to be here.
Add your own punctuation.
Thank you.
Throw in a semicolon. It doesn't
there might matter. Be a question mark, too. It's that kind of that question mark with the exclamation point. Like, what? Like, I never thought of it
just
that
establish
way.
That I'm a witty devil. That's the point. All right. You ready?
I will. I can handle this. I have one job, and it's just...
No. You too. I have two hands. So you ready to jump into some news?
I'm ready. Hit me with the news.
So last week, guest host Jody and I talked about, I don't know if you had heard about this. This was a gentleman who is a Hall of Fame football player. Are you a big football fan?
I am not, but I know of the game, and I do know how to play it.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
Well, former Chicago Bear Dan Hampton, he was on this show called Pro Football Weekly. Do you watch it?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay.
So he said on the September 5th broadcast, he had said, quote, the Cowboys, which is a football team apparently, the Cowboys think they are Clint Eastwood, but they're more of the Brokeback variety, if you know what I'm talking about. So people got really upset,
yes,
including the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, and they demanded an apology. And so the big thing was, as we talked about last week, was that he was going to apologize on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we will bring his apology to you next week. I can't believe I actually remembered. So that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to play his apology, and then we are going to deconstruct his apology.
Okay.
And we will see if you feel satisfied by his apology.
Thank you.
Okay. If this works. A lot of bells and whistles tonight.
I'm excited.
Don't be. It's going to go so well. Okay, here we go. This is Apology on Pro Football Weekly.
Hello and welcome to the 24th season of Pro Football Weekly on TV. I am Pat Boyle, joined as always by former Bear wideout and NFL Network analyst Tom Waddle, the Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and the publisher and editor of Pro Football Weekly, Hub Arkish. Guys, before we get going this week, we have a couple issues we need to take care of from last week's show. Dan?
You know, last week, I made a couple of comments about Katrina and the gay community that not only embarrassed myself, but the fine people here at Pro Football Weekly. I'm an idiot, and I truly am sorry if those comments, bothered or offended any of our great and wonderful viewers. And again, I'm truly sorry about that.
All right. As for this week, let's go over our game plan for this show.
And as quick as that, they moved on.
Hmm.
So, apart from the fact that he ostensibly has no neck, and someone could look into that. Could you see him from over there?
I could see, even though it was a little angled, that, yes, he was lacking in
that. My partner is in the healthcare industry, mm-hmm. and I would like to ask what it means medically if someone doesn't have a neck. But so, so many things to talk about. First yes. of all, a lot of people are upset because he used the word if. Mm-hmm. If it yeah. offended people. How do before I lay it out, how satisfied were you with this apology?
I was not very satisfied because... Yeah. Well, it was less than a minute.
Yes. Way less.
And I feel like it's never – people think it's enough of an apology to claim idiocy. Mm-hmm. And that's not an apology. No. That's not – well, yes, maybe he is an idiot because he didn't look into why his comments were offensive. And so
– someone had to tell him.
Yes. That was so script – but if it was scripted, it was even poorly scripted. Oh, yeah. And so, yeah, I want to know why he – felt like his comments were offensive.
Yeah. So I don't think he does.
I don't think he does.
I don't think he thinks that.
Yeah.
I think his agent told him.
So or what if they were offensive.
Right. Yeah. And right. If indeed they were. If indeed making a reference to violence against gays is offensive mm-hmm. to someone. So let's leave room for the fact that, you know, it might not be.
Yeah.
Then my agent said I should say I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
So I'd said last week that there was nothing that he was going to say short of I volunteered for a week. I don't even care. A week at the Hetrick Martin Institute in New York City. And this is what I learned. But this was totally scripted.
Yeah.
And so I contrasted this. So I was in bed all day. Did you go to work? I didn't go to work.
I did go to work today,
so you
yes.
infected your community. I stayed in bed like a responsible educator. I'm just saying. and watched Oprah Ooh. As naturally I would.
Yes.
Now, 23 years ago, Oprah did a show in Williamson, West Virginia. And it was one of the most incredible shows. I think he was a 26-year-old gay man, and he was HIV positive. He's since passed away. He's HIV positive, and he swam in the public pool, and people went nuts. Mm. So Oprah brought the whole show down to West Virginia, and they did this whole show about it. And people said the most horrible, horrible things to him, and these people should be quarantined. And it wasn't clear if they were talking about gay people or they were talking about...
I mean, during this show, they said?
Oh, yeah, 1987. So they were saying gay people should mm-hmm. be quarantined. They should be on an island. This is these people are an abomination. Wow. And so Oprah went back there the other day to see have things changed. And she had some of the gentlemen on and women on who said the most vitriolic things imaginable in 1987. And I was thinking, contrasting it with this, so what apology... could they say, well, that was 1987, so mm-hmm. it was a different time. And I was thinking to myself before I watched it, all right, so I'm going to listen for these apologies, because obviously they're going to apologize. They didn't all apologize.
Not some surprising.
Some of them were still pretty indignant and saying, no, I got caught up in the mob mentality. I actually wrote down some of the things that they said, because I was taking notes during Oprah, as naturally I was.
Because you are a good educator. Yes. Responsible.
This one guy said, I'm a passionate person. I have no problem with gays as long as it does not affect me. This is in 1987. He said this last week to Oprah. I have no problem with gays as long as it does not affect me in any way, shape, or form. I was caught up in the mob mentality.
And what does that mean?
Which one?
As long as it does not affect me in any way, shape, or form. As long as you're not being hit on? Like what?
It means as long as he doesn't have to see the word in print.
Yeah.
If he's watching Pro Football Weekly. He doesn't even want references to Brokeback Mountain. So if it offends him, mm-hmm. then he does not want it affecting him. I have no idea. but it was
these
really...
statements.
I don't... So how do you apologize for something 23 years later?
Well, I feel like it's... Whether it's 23 years later or
one week
later, it's the same apology and it's the same... It feels like the only apology is someone saying, I'm going to... educate myself and I'm going to because I'm a public figure, but because I know it's the right thing to do and it's the loving thing to do in this world that we live in to meet everyone as much as I can.
That's what Oprah was trying to say. Because, you know, I often confuse you and Oprah. She was saying, do you get
You're not the only one. I get that so often that it's fine.
The second time today. This is supposed to be God-fearing country.
Yeah.
And for a God-fearing country. And country, she doesn't mean the U.S. She meant the little land in West Virginia.
Definitely.
God-fearing land. For God-fearing land, it's amazing how lack of compassion is being evidenced in this place. 23 years later, back then. I don't know. This could be some revisionist history on my part. I do that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching it. I feel like I remember watching this Oprah. I was 10, so
yeah.
But I feel like I remember watching it, or I know that I had seen repeats of it, and it was incredible to see her go. If there's an opportunity, it's tough to Oprah's not easy to catch in reruns sometimes.
No.
So if you get an opportunity for the show that she aired today, it was incredible. And with that, let's play some music. Let's see. What do we want to do?
Are we going to play some gay music?
We're going to play
by some gay artists music. Or music that gay people like, or both.
This one is going to be music that gay people like.
Mm-hmm. And all gay people like this.
It's mandatory.
Music. It is.
And after we play this song, you and I will debate which one of us this song reflects more.
Okay.
Here we go.
Looking out on the morning rain. I used to feel so uninspired, and when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, and you're the key to my peace of mind.
Maybe put a poll out on the website and say, which one of us do you think that affected more? So there were elections yesterday.
There were elections.
Did you have to vote in anything?
We had to vote in the district attorney.
Oh.
Yes.
And
I did.
Did your person win?
Yes.
All right.
My person won. And I did very little research.
Okay.
I wasn't a good citizen
did
in that way.
Did you vote along party lines?
It wasn't party lines because it was Democratic primary.
Did you go for the name that sounded more interesting?
I went for the name that the newspapers endorsed because that's what I had time to do, which was read the papers.
Totally fine.
So, yeah.
Well, my gosh, the primaries yesterday, there were a slew of unbelievably conservative
that
candidates.
Tea Party woman. I'm so sorry. I can't even remember her name.
Oh, no.
I just remember the picture.
I even have quotes from her.
Oh, my gosh.
So first, we're going to take a little tour of the country real
quick.
First up, we're going to go over to New York, where Carl Paladino, a Buffalo multimillionaire, he won the Republican nomination. And now this is an interview with Carl on CNN. Okay, so this is...
Bells and whistles, bells and whistles, everyone.
I know, it's not so easy, but...
It's, you'd think it's really high tech here, unless you saw it here.
And then you would understand.
And then you would see what actually
it's
is.
A mess. And
Ken is like holding it up with...
me. We don't pull back the curtain here.
Sorry.
Excuse me. Let me cue up the robot who's going to putter around.
That
the
wasn't
room.
In the note in the rules.
This is
no curtain, no nudity here.
Carl Paladino, who won the Republican nomination yesterday, and this is what he had to say in an interview with CNN.
you, just for the record. Let me ask you some questions about your positions that people would want to know about. Same-sex marriage, where do you stand on that?
No.
No. How do you feel about unions between same-sex couples?
That's fine. I think if the definition of unions is what we have right now, uh-huh. I'm fine with that. I have no anxiety over it.
Abortion.
Carry it further into no.
How do you feel? What is your position on abortion?
No.
Should a woman have a right to have an abortion if she's been raped?
No.
She should not. She should have to have the baby.
And the baby can be adopted, yes.
What if it's a case of incest?
And the baby can be adopted, yes.
So that's over in New York. I love that you can just sum up your stance. How do you feel about gay people?
No.
That's...
I'm just going to start using that. Yeah. I don't know why I try to think things through.
You could just do one more. So that's over in New York. Now let's see if we can get Christine O'Donnell queued up. So this is Christine O'Donnell.
She's the Tea Party woman.
Buddy.
Well, O'Donnell. She was so smiley. Did you see her picture online this morning?
Well, this is Christine O'Donnell in the 90s on MTV. This is good stuff.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. I love MTV.
My name is Christine O'Donnell. I am the president and founder of The SALT. The SALT stands for the Saviors Alliance for Lifting the Truth. We choose sexual purity in our lives. We have God-given sexual desires, and we need to understand them and preserve them to be used in God's appropriate context. We need to address sexuality with young people, and masturbation is part of sexuality, but it is important to discuss this from a moral point of view.
Masturbation is a selfish act.
I mean, the best part about that, I just get excited when Joan Osborne's What If God Was One of Us plays.
No, it's
good
so
stuff.
Good. Man, if Joan Osborne knew that they were using her song for that, I think she'd be not happy.
Upset. She is a fellow NYU Violet, my Joan Osborne.
Oh, yeah. And she's a highly sexual being every time I've seen her on stage.
Yes. So that is Christine O'Donnell in the 90s with a campaign that she had embarked upon with her organization to stop teens from masturbating.
That's the whole campaign? I thought it was a bit broader than that.
No, it was mostly...
It's very specific.
It's very specific, and she's a lot to say about not...
not doing that.
But then also that organization, SALT, she did a lot of work as the head of that organization with ex-gays.
Oh,
and so making sure that there were more ex-gays, and her poster boy for the ex-gay movement, he has since come out and said this was really damaging. So she is fringe.
Yeah. Well,
I guess people would say we're fringe.
She's
fringe. She's got some
Saviors Alliance for Lifting the Truth.
Yes.
I need to sit with that for a while because there's a lot going on there. What I found most interesting about
her hair.
Was
it her hair?
No, because if I was a gay man, I might say her hair. But considering my shaved head.
Stop pulling back the curtain.
Oh my God. That wasn't a trick. I didn't have time because I was trying to be a good educator to read the whole article through today. So I briefly read it too. So the Democrats were really cheering that she got it because that's taking the thunder away from the Republicans, and so
it was a pretty split vote. That one was pretty close. The New York one was not close at all.
Oh.
He beat Rick Lazio, who is really Republican machine. Rick Lazio, this guy who has Tea Party support, but he says he's not a member of the Tea Party. Gay marriage, no. Abortion, no.
Yeah,
they are very clear in their stances, and so this election is going to be an interesting one because people will have a very clear choice along. Hey, if you're voting along, what do they think about gay marriage? And you shouldn't just be voting along that. There are many other issues out there.
Right.
You have some pretty clear choices, but there will be some rollbacks in one direction. if some of these people get elected, so. With that in mind, we're going to play another song.
Yay.
I feel like this is one of your favorite songs.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're being psychic.
Yes.
Okay, I'll let you know if you're right.
Lying in my bed, I hear the clock tick and think of you. Caught up in circles, confusion is nothing new. Flashback, long nights, almost left behind. Suitcase of memories, time after sometimes you picture me. I'm walking too far ahead. You're calling to me. I can't hear what you said. You say, go slow, and I fall behind. The second hand unwinds.
If you're lost, you can look, and you will.
Time after time, if you fall, I will catch it. I'll be waiting. Time after time, if you lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you. Darkness has turned to gray. Watching through windows, you're wondering if I'm okay. Secrets stolen from deep inside.
Deep inside.
And the drum beats out of time. If you're lost, you can look and you will.
Version.
Oh my gosh, that was, I'm a little bit, I'm like stunned in its beauty.
Cyndi Lauper with Sarah McLachlan singing Time After Time on off of her album, I think it's called The Body Acoustic, and it's all acoustic versions of her songs with many of them with Sarah McLachlan. Yeah, True Colors, all good stuff.
She's a great person to do acoustic with. It's a good choice.
Don't Ask, Don't Tell update.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Don't Ask, Don't Tell. What's your caring factor on Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
I support it.
The correct answer was
wow, you're a witty devil.
I didn't point. I'm just saying learn from the Buffalo millionaire, billionaire. And just,
No. or I'm sorry. It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah,
it's you can fine. Give up. Don't tell for adoption.
Give the baby for adoption if you tell.
If you tell. So don't ask, don't tell update. The White House press secretary, Robert Gibbs, said today, oh, by the way, all gay news happens on Wednesday. It's unbelievable.
Oh,
it's pretty
that's
cool.
Excellent.
That he believed that President Barack Obama still intended to veto the National Defense Authorization Act if it includes funding for a controversial fighter jet engine, regardless of whether don't ask, don't tell repeal measure is in the bill. So there will be this bill probably that has repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but it's also got a controversial fighter jet engine, and President Obama will be saying, no.
It's fine.
Yes, it's fine.
I got totally confused while you were saying it, because I my imagination went right to the fighter jet, and then I was like, is it full of gay people? Like, how is it connected?
It's not it. And that's
Are they
the
dropping
beauty,
bombs on Key West?
The beauty of Washington. Not at all connected.
It's amazing, isn't it? When they start listing what's in all those bills, it's really... I want them... I want to get copies because it's just interesting reading.
It's pretty cool stuff. But over in Australia, have you ever been?
No.
Are you a world traveler?
I am not.
Where have you been?
I've lived in Canada and I've been to France.
That's pretty good. over in Australia, a member of the, because this is their military story, an announcement came from the Australian Defence Force Chief Angus Houston. And 18 years after the force repealed the ban, they repealed their ban on gay and lesbian troops 18 years ago. Mm-hmm. And now they got rid of their ban on trans service members.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool.
That is wonderful.
They are so far ahead of us.
Is it just because we're so big? Is that our issue? Do we need to be...
Isn't Australia pretty big?
Well, let me change that. Populated?
Oh.
Is it because we have so... That's what I meant. We have so many people who have so many different...
It could be.
...views... That we just...
But Australia, who I think... I haven't been there recently, but I think they're still a penal colony.
Mm.
They...
Did you just want to say penal?
Wow. 18 years after they repealed their ban, now trans people can serve there. I
mean, that's...
They're ahead.
Yeah, they really are.
Now, I say every week, this is not a continuum where some people are ahead of others, but Australia is ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
Just putting that out
there. They definitely are.
Now, you, ma'am, are an educator.
I am an educator.
You are an
true.
Educator. So the big story in education that came out today, which might seg nicely into a quiz that we have coming up. It's very exciting. Nearly 9 out of 10 LGBT students are still being harassed in school. Mm-hmm. So, GLSEN, you know GLSEN.
I used to work for GLSEN.
What did you do for GLSEN?
I was a trainer in their Safe Schools program back when it was first starting out.
I love it.
It was amazing.
I love GLSEN. It's really, that's my organization. GLSEN, for folks that don't know, is the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network. Yesterday, they marked the culmination of 10 years of their research documenting the experiences of LGBT students with the release of the 2009 National School Climate Survey, which I use all throughout my dissertation. The 2009 survey of 7,261 middle and high school students found that at school, nearly 9 out of 10 LGBT students still, this is not Oprah's 1987 that we were just talking about, 9 out of 10 LGBT students experienced harassment at schools in the past year, and nearly 2/3 felt unsafe because of their sexual orientation. Nearly 1/3 of LGBT students skipped at least one day of school in the past month because of safety concerns. Can I read more stats? Because
They're really intense.
It's crazy.
Please do.
An analysis of the National School Climate Survey data over 10 years showed that since 1999, there has been a decreasing trend in the frequency of hearing homophobic remarks. However, LGBT students' experiences with more severe forms of bullying and harassment have remained relatively constant. Here are some stats. 84.6% of LGBT students reported being verbally harassed, 40.1% reported being physically harassed, and 18.8% reported being physically assaulted at school in the past year. That's all in the past year. 72.4% heard homophobic remarks, such as faggot or dyke, frequently or often at school. Nearly 2/3 of students reported that they felt unsafe in school because of their sexual orientation, and 29.1% of LGBT students missed a class at least once, and 30% missed at least one day of school in the past month because of safety concerns, compared to only 8% and 6.7% respectively of national samples.
Mm-hmm. I'd be interested in
what
knowing.
Do?
I don't. I'm not sure.
What would you be interested in knowing?
I'd be interested in knowing the breakdown of it by location of where they're hearing things.
They have that. They have that. All right, we're going to have to bring that to people. All right, we're going to play one more song, and then, hey, we might even queue up a guest.
Woohoo!
That gets you jazzed up, doesn't it?
Really? Yes.
Some
yes.
Good stuff. All right, time to welcome a guest. Guest, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
That's a good thing. All right, let's introduce you. Sandra Valls is quite simply one of the funniest people out there. She has performed all over the world, from the Laugh Factory and the Hollywood Improv to London's Comedy Camp. She performed in the original Latin Divas of Comedy, which was nominated for an ALMA Award, and the Pride Gay and Lesbian Comedy Slam. She produces and writes shows like Off the Roof, Flow and Tell, The Drop, The Rub, Breakfast, Lunch and Dinner, and Latino 101. GLAAD has honored her work with a special recognition award for her groundbreaking achievements on behalf of the gay and lesbian community. She's hosted the GLAAD Media Awards. Curve Magazine has named her one of the top 10 funniest lesbian comics. Sandra Valls, welcome to this show.
Woo!
Today.
Damn. I would totally do me. What? That chick sounds hot.
I'm telling you, you almost turned me there, and that's impressive.
You'd go straight for the gay lesbo.
You know, I've always said I have a soft spot for that. But, yeah.
You just want me to fix things around your house. You just want me to...
You know, there are some broken things. But, Sandra, how are you?
I'm great, actually. I'm gearing up right now. Actually, I have to speak. My wife opened up a shop called Dewberry's Boutique and Lounge, right around the corner from our house. It's her dream. We have a little lounge in the back of the stage, and today we're hosting Women's Wellness Wednesday. And I'm going to sing a couple of songs.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was just trying to get the camera, getting my keyboard ready and all that.
Huge congratulations to your lovely wife.
Thank you. It's actually one of our, it's really a really great vibe in there. People should come by and hang out with us. We're always here.
That's fantastic.
Are you going to sing songs about women's wellness?
Well, yeah, actually, it's just about being positive in life and, you know, cause and effect. What you put out, you get back, and the power within you, that whole, all of that. I believe in all of that.
Nice.
Nice. Now, I have been watching Sandra Valls' clips for a long time now. Let's start
that's
easy.
You, oh, that you and my wife. Yeah.
Okay, sure. I call them clips. Other people say, hey, you're looking in her window. It's really a matter of perspective. Do you have a sense, Sandra, that you are very funny?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Nice.
This is good.
I do, and I'll tell you why. Because if you don't laugh, you cry at things. You have to. Sometimes I'm like, you know what? I crack myself up because you have to. I mean, I'm either laughing about something or I'm going to, like, punch somebody in the fucking face.
There you go. There you go. How do you... So if someone said to you, as I am saying to you now, Sandra, how do you find the funny? What is the lens that you look at this world? Because you have a very specific lens. How do you, Sandra Valls, find the funny?
Well, something's just hard, okay? I mean, I'm not going to talk about, you know, suffering and all that as funny or whatever, but I don't know. I guess it's just, you can look at it from many, many different angles. I mean, you can flip a coin around and, you know, it's eagles and heads, you know?
Right.
Did I say eagles?
Well, I was going with it.
Last time I looked at a coin.
We're a visual group here.
Yes, we're visual learners. I thought it was a metaphor, so it worked for me.
I said eagles. I'm talking about a quarter. Well, it depends on how you look at something. I mean, I'm a Buddhist, right? And I chant every day. And actually, that is what helps me take a look at different and react from a higher nature most of the time.
Nice.
Some of the time, it just sucks. But most of the time, I mean, really, you can look at a piece of shit and go, that's a piece of shit. Or you can go, okay, that's fertilizer.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Look at your lemonade that you're making.
I'm making lemonade. Yes. Someone in Buddhism turning poison into medicine. I mean, some of your meds, I'm sure, don't work on me. But nonetheless, they help you. And it depends on how you look at a situation. To me, laughing about something, there's different kinds of humor. There's the knee-slapping humor. There's that kind of joke where you go, yeah, you know what I mean? Or there's a joke where you go, that's hilarious, or, oh, yeah, I never knew. And basically, there's different kinds of laughter. There's nervous laughter, there's laughter that you recognize a joke, you know, you identify with it,
yeah.
Or there's that laughter where you're like, oh, shit, that's hilarious. There's different kinds. It's not so much about finding funny, it's about finding the humor. There's very different. Humor and funny are related, but not so...
Yeah.
Exactly, you know?
Well, some people see a quarter and they see 25 cents. You see a quarter, you see a soaring eagle.
I see eagles soaring through the clouds.
Yes. That's beautiful. That's a whole perspective.
I see a quarter and I'm like, I need three more to make a dollar.
I want a whole flock of eagles.
I want a flock of eagles.
Damn
it.
Nice.
You don't even know me and you're already dogging me. I love it.
I love it. It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Sandra, I was looking at your blog, and I had this question. I was looking at...
the one where I rant and rave, or the one where I was kind of nice?
Well, only one entry came up, and it might have been the computer I was on, but it was the evening with the fab Jackie Kay. And it came up, and the paragraph was entirely in Latin. And do you know that?
No.
Yeah. So I don't know if someone has like messed with your website a bit or something, but so I was on your website and I hit blog, and then it was like, I think it was sometime in July, and it was evening with the fab Jackie Kay, and I pressed on it. It was a paragraph and it was all in Latin, and I thought, oh great,
you know what,
I know Latin.
The web designer,
uh-huh.
He's fucking with me.
Oh my gosh. Well, what happened was, because I know Latin, I started translating it. And then I thought, that's brilliant. She knows Latin, or she's just so funny. She's like trying to be funny in all sorts of languages.
No.
All right. Well, it's okay then.
Yes, I'm going to take time. Actually, I know Greek. No, I'm just kidding. Really? So nobody will understand it.
Well, the first sentence was about like someone attaching to their, adoring their self rainbow. That's what the first sentence was.
We just thought you were being...
I gotta go and see what the hell.
I'm totally serious.
That's so
I wouldn't make that up. I don't know how I could.
Oh my god, my self rainbow? What the hell is
that? I just thought it was more of your Buddhism.
Like masturbation?
Wow, that's the second time that's come up on the show tonight.
Well, I don't have to. My wife's right there.
Oh, well, there you go. It's going to be a really you nice don't... acoustic night there at the new store.
You don't have to play with yourself, Rainbow.
I don't have to play with the colors.
Turn them pink and such.
That doesn't make any sense. Myself, Rainbow.
Yes. I don't know. It was a really bad Latin translation, so I thought maybe you just did it on Babelfish.
We made sense of it, Sandra, so
yeah.
You should just go with it.
It's the depth. It's the metaphor. It's...
That's like saying my panty wall or something stupid like, what?
Yeah.
My building or what?
Well, we want to talk to you a little bit about how you got started.
Yes, because we know it wasn't through Latin. Now we've established that, at least the Roman type of Latin.
Masturbating?
I was actually just talking to a student today about sexuality in Rome and masturbation.
There you go.
Yeah.
What kind of teacher are you? Thrown in jail.
Not at the hippie school that I work at.
We're pretty progressive. It's progressive here in the Northeast.
It
Sandra.
Sure is.
Oh my God! You're like, don't touch yourself, no matter how you yearn. Burn, burn, burn.
I didn't realize you were sitting in my class today. That's excellent. But we are interested to hear your story about how you got started in comedy, because from the hints of it on the website and the hints of it that I happen to know, because I happen to know you, but you don't know that.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. But if you could tell us your story.
Now I'm like,
I know. Now it's like, what's that show? Your life. This is your life.
This is your life, Sandra Valls.
It's actually, you know something about me, and is waiting. It's like when I tell my kids, I already know the truth. I just want to hear it from you. I totally fake it all, but they tell me the truth every time. I got started in comedy because years ago in Boston, my girlfriend and I at the time were not working out at all, and she dumped me. I have balls enough to say that, yeah, someone dumped me, actually. She dumped me, and she signed me up for a comedy class before the dumping began. And she's all, well, what about the comedy class? I'm like, well, who fucking wants to be funny when you've been dumped?
Right.
I certainly don't want to go and join a comedy class when, you know, my whole life just fell apart. And she's like, well, I already paid for it. And my friend's like, dude, you have to go.
Mm-hmm.
She took all your friends. I'm like, that's true. All the friends turned on me and went with her.
Oh.
I'm like, because you know the lesbians. The lesbians, like, there's no loyalty here. At least in a straight relationship, the men stay with the men and the women with the women. With us, it's like you pick a side and they all picked her side. I don't know why.
Oh.
Well, I had no friends, and so I go to the comedy and I walk in there all in a bad mood. And, you know, everyone's all like, oh, comedy this, you gotta do a comedy of that. And I thought, well, this would be really good therapy. And it actually was. And, you know, I started doing comedy about her. And we had this one night. Actually, it was in, everything's called comedy something. His name is Rick Jenkins in Boston. So we had our first night called Sacrificing Virgin, and I just loved it from there. I'm like, okay, thank you so much. But yeah, she signed me up for a comedy class, like a consolation prize or something.
And was it because were you just like hanging out, like in regular life, that you were that funny that it just seemed like you needed to go hone your skills?
People were like, you're very funny.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta do stand-up. And I'm like, no, I don't, yeah, you gotta do stand-up. You're very, and I've always enjoyed making people laugh. I love making my mom and dad. I just loved it when they would laugh. I would really love making the class laugh. The teacher didn't really like it, but I thought it was great.
Nice.
I just like making people laugh. I really enjoyed having that skill.
I have to tell you, every time I've told someone, well, this is who we have on the show tonight, they're like, oh, yeah, I knew her. I know her in P-Town. So this one of Emily Heath, who you apparently know as Heath.
Of course.
Yeah. I work with Heath.
I love Heath. Great.
I just hired Heath. That's how good.
I love Heath.
It's good stuff. So you're very accessible. That's the theme, is that Sandra is very accessible.
Of course. You know, honestly, we're all equal, okay? I love people. This is where my wife and I connect. We love people. We love empowering each other. We love people's stories. We love people's hearts. We really do.
Nice.
I mean, if you're going to be a freakazoid, fine, I'll get away from you. But in general, I think it's so important that we remain connected and aware,
yeah,
and protecting of ourselves and people. You know, you just can't sit around and not be considerate and sympathetic to the person next to you or with you. I don't believe in that at all.
Right.
Which is why I do what I do, because I think laughter heals. It is so very important to have that relief. You know, I've been through a horrible situation where, you know, my mom passed away 4 years ago. But mm-hmm. prior to that, she suffered from a horrible, debilitating illness. What Dudley Moore died of it. Left her basically paralyzed in a chair.
Wow.
And I searched for anything that would, you know, give me a couple of hours of fun or different enlightenment or a good conversation or a good meal or, you know, a good comic. Something to get through. And everyone has something to get through. I mean, I can't tell you how amazing people are and the heart of people are, and how many emails I get from saying, thank you, I saw you, you know, at the Laugh Factory, and your jokes got me through chemo. I mean, really? That, to me, I cry, like, weekly from these emails. And this woman's like, you know, I saw you on Showtime and the Latin Divas. I didn't even talk about how important it was to come out or anything. I just made my jokes. And she says to me, you know, I live in Arizona or somewhere, and I finally came out to my parents after seeing you. Thank you for empowering Latina. I'm like, what? Really? Thank you for emailing me, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really important. When you think you're not making a difference, you are. All of us make a difference.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. We all make a difference. And we all, I think, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's nature or nurture, that we kind of feel like, it's okay. They're not going to miss me at the party. Or, it doesn't matter. I'm just, by myself walking down the street doing me, you know? No, you really do matter and make a difference in how you treat whoever's walking down the street next to you. When you start feeling like you matter, you change the world.
Mm-hmm. But then to be more...
That is the bottom line.
To be more specific, Sandra, you are making people laugh and about right. things that I think there are all these different media outlets that are saying, well, no, everything's very serious and we're fighting for equality and there's no room for fun and there's no room for laughter. And what I love, love, love about you, and people have been writing in all week saying, this is what I love about her, mm-hmm. is that you Aww. Say, let's laugh. And these mm-hmm. some of these things are just funny.
Thank you. Well, you know, sometimes you go, I'm going to insult somebody. But after a while, you're like, you know what? I don't care if I insult the oppressor.
Right.
I don't.
Mm. There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I called somebody out the other day and I said, you know, yeah, so-and-so, they were on TV and it just happened to be the opportunity in that comedy room. And I said, yeah, well, you know, I feel sorry for people who are involved. It does happen where, you know, lesbians have same-sex abusive relationships. Yeah, fuck it. I said it. Because, you know what I'm saying? I made that comment. It was relevant to the room.
Mm-hmm.
Some people hissed at me. Who cares? And some people cheered because I'm going, whatever I saw on TV, these two same-sex couples are involved in violent situations. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, it's a reality show, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's reality. It's reality that domestic violence has in same-sex relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And in it, I made kind of a joke about it. Not a joke of it, but about, you know, the room and the people. And people didn't want me to say it, but I'm sorry. There are so many of people that are involved in very abusive relationships in the lesbian community that mm-hmm. don't do anything or speak up because they think, oh, well, maybe that's just how it should be.
Right.
So through laughter, it does get a little bit of serious. You know, when I go to different rooms, I don't change my act. You know, if I go to, like, a straight room or a motorcycle room or, you know, I've been through cholo motorcycle gang rooms.
What?
Where I still talk about, you know, no on eight.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I should be able to get married. I mean, and if somebody hits at me, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I'm saying it. I'm speaking the truth. You know, if you get insulted, it wasn't my intention to insult you. It was just my intention to bring to light the big white elephant in the freaking room.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. All right.
I think you have a responsibility when you're when you have a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have a responsibility, and I think that, you know, no, you can't be the advocate for every single thing, but, you know, things that stand out to you, and if you can make a change, and if you can inspire somebody else just to make a change, that's a huge deal.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. All right, well, we got to ask you about a couple of your musical selections. Can we ask about some of your
yeah!
music?
Yeah.
We've been enjoying it a lot.
So this is.
Did you get all the songs?
We got some of them on. This is the part of the show, Sandra, where you tell our listening audience what these songs say about Sandra Valls, okay?
Okay.
So,
and which ones did you pick, baby doll?
We'll do a couple of them. So at the top of the show, we want to know what "You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman" says about Sandra Valls.
Well, I thought it's about my choice in feminine products. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God, we just went so quickly into infomercial.
Fine.
The Tampax Pearl.
Or as we like to call it, Vols Eagles.
That would be the maxi pads.
It's going to be the eagle joke throughout the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
That song makes me feel like soaring like an eagle.
Nice.
It means to me that song is just, I love R&B and I love Aretha Franklin, but forever I'm all like, wow, I really want to find that woman who makes me feel like just amazing and just makes me sing from the gut, and I found her.
Nice.
And when I had shows, I've had shows where I dedicate this song to her. But I mean, I don't know. This song is just an amazing song, and I sing it to her all the time when I can on stage, and I'm gonna actually put it in my musical comedy show.
Nice.
Looking out on the morning rain. I love it.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, eagles are soaring everywhere. All right, we're only gonna make you do one more. We'll make you do one more, because this is a song that I love, songs that I didn't already have on my iPod. Now, most of your songs, I was there. But this
of
one...
Of course you were. You're a gay guy. I have an inner gay guy. That's why I'm like, this guy's going to have these.
I have an inner lesbian. No, I really don't have an inner lesbian. But so this is one that I didn't know. We're going to play this. It's going to play you out. Holy Now by Peter Mayer. I don't know that song.
Oh my God, that song, I'm going to sing it on Wellness Wednesdays. I have a keyboard, I play piano, and I'm a songwriter as well. and I write, and I'm going to sing this song.
Nice.
I love it. It's just such a, again, it's how you look at things. It's how you look at things. You know, you can be fed this thing, you know, you bow to the priest, you do all that. But now I just can't keep track. Everything's holy now. Everybody is enlightened and sacred. When you look at someone else, like an inner Buddha, which means enlightened and the potential of having an amazing happiness and what the fundamental good in people, everything is holy. I'm not saying I do this every minute of the day because I have my demons, okay? I have my fucking demons where I'm like, this fucking sucks, okay? But like right now, I told my son Xavier not to call me, to leave me alone. I'm about to flip around the other way and go, what the hell did I tell you?
I'm talking to the gay people.
My gay.
On the other side of the country.
Yeah. Call the other mother.
That's why you have two.
That's why. You know, I love when I was a girl each week. On Sunday we would go to church. Pay attention to the priest. He would read the holy word, you know?
Nice. Mm. Nice. Ah, everyone's got to go to Wellness Wednesdays.
Wellness Wednesdays.
Now, where can folks go to learn more about all the cool things?
One second. Hang on. Yeah. One small second.
Sure.
Okay.
Hi.
Hold on one second.
Okay, we're not going anywhere. This is what editing is for.
Oh, nice.
That's staying in.
That is staying in.
He's calling me again. You know why? Hey, Ma, guess what? Stone did this. He said he can have a granola bar, and I said he can't. Kenny, I'm like, who cares? I'm on the phone.
How old is he?
He's 14, and the other one's 10.
Nice.
You would think that they... Come on. This is, I mean, I'm not, when my mother played charades on the phone, I thought she was like, what are we doing here? Freaking Sheila Van Yarnell? Yes, I said Sheila Van Yarnell. When I'm on the phone, I have to like do like charades, like, don't talk to me. Yeah.
And I like that you're probably doing them right now.
Yes. First word, two syllables.
Outside. No, if I go in, I'm going to be like, what the hell? Like, everything's holy, everything's beautiful.
Well, can Sandra, tell everyone where they can go to learn more about all the cool things that you're doing.
I'm on Facebook a lot, and I do respond to my Facebook. And of course, my We Love Sandra is under construction right now because of the Latin. What the hell?
I have to say, I love the Latin part.
Yeah, because you understand.
Because I'm deep on the rainbows.
Yes.
You're deep into the rainbow? Oh yeah, you're molesting your rainbow.
Exactly. No.
I would like to say I'm soaring with my eagle.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be... Tell me that your next Showtime special is not going to be Sandra Valls soaring with my eagle.
You know what? My next Showtime... And you're going to love this because you're my gay. Showtime special is going to be called Valley of the Valls.
Nice.
Oh,
that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up, yo. If you're in the L.A. area, please come visit me.
We would
and
love
my wife,
to.
Jackie.
I'm there every summer.
Dewberry's Boutique. Please. Well, the summer's done. What the hell?
I know. Well, we do. We every year we do the San Francisco to L.A. AIDS ride.
Please come, for God's sake.
All right. We're going to.
All around, too.
We're going to stop by. Sandra, it is such an absolute treat having you on the show. As I said to you, we have been getting emails all week from people saying, you know what? Great. You have these people on all the time and they're making change. But this is someone who's making change through making people smile. And it makes such a
huge difference.
And we're so appreciative for what you do for this community.
Thank you, babe. Me too, actually, from what you all kind of like bring to light different people, too. I think we're all in this together.
Oh.
This is what I think. You really don't just get anywhere without somebody else, and you know it's like leapfrog.
That's what it is. We're working together. And will you tell your lovely wife that we said hello and all the best on her new business?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, guys.
Awesome.
And I gotta know who this girl is.
Oh, we'll get it to you.
We'll send you a
me.
Picture.
I'm like, would you please Facebook me and send
us? We're on it. Sandra Valls, an absolute treat having you on the show. Keep doing what you're doing, please.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Okay.
Thank you, Sandra.
Bye, Sandra.
Bye.
So much fun.
So much fun.
So much fun.
I just like imagining her in her backyard or something. Is that she was?
No, I think she was. Oh, maybe that's where she was. We'll find out.
Because it sounded like she was doing.
I wanted to hear her lay the smackdown.
I really did too. We could like hear a tiny bit. Will you tell him to stop calling me?
This is ridiculous. On with the game. So this actually brings to a close your first time co-hosting.
Oh my goodness, it was wonderful.
It goes fast, right?
It does go. It was going really kind of fast. Slow in the beginning, but not slow like slow. But then it
Did you
really
just tell
just...
me it was painful at the start.
And no, then... okay. It wasn't. Wow, witty devil! It was so. It was not painful at all.
I used to get into it.
No, it was. It was only painful in that my face hurts from smiling so much.
Yay! Oh, that's what we like.
Yes.
That's what we like. Well, folks can do a million and one different things to get in touch with us. The first thing you want to do is stroll on over to thisshowissogay.com. Listen to our past shows. Subscribe to our show on iTunes. Send us an email. Every single email gets answered. Every single one. thisshowissogay@AOL.com. Love hearing what you like. Occasionally, I like hearing what you don't like. I love getting your guest requests. And this is a perfect example. Someone said, oh, you need to get Sandra Valls. Mm. Sandra Valls on the show.
Excellent.
It works out. So we have amazing guests coming up. And as always, stroll on over to the Facebook, and you can join up with This Show Is So Gay. Now, do you know the tagline at the end? What your responsibility is at the end of the show?
No, you didn't tell
I
me
know,
that part.
We didn't
oh,
review
my gosh.
This.
Should we, like, whisper it?
No, your keywords, mm-hmm. and everyone at home says it along with you,
oh,
are so gay. Okay.
Oh, at the end of this sentence?
Yes. You ready? So,
oh my gosh.
Get out there, folks. Go make people laugh. Learn more about bullying and harassment in schools, because we really, it's important that we make a difference and we learn more about how we can help students and reduce anti-gay bullying in schools, right? That's pretty important.
It is incredibly important, yes.
And go do some gay things. And above all else, remember, why be gay when you can be
so gay?
See, you didn't need any prompting. Here we go.
When I was a boy each week, on Sunday we would go to church and pay attention to the priest. He would read the holy word and consecrate the holy bread, and everyone would kneel and bow. Today the only difference is everything is holy now. Everything is holy now. And when I was in Sunday school, we would learn about the time Moses split the sea in two, and Jesus made the water wine. And I remember feeling sad. Miracles don't happen still. Now I can't keep track, 'cause everything's a miracle. Everything's a miracle. Wine from water is not so small, but an even better magic trick. Hear it all. So the challenging thing becomes not to look for miracles, but finding where there isn't one. When holy water was rare at best, it barely wet my fingertips, but now I have to hold my breath. Swimming in a sea of it. It used to be a world half there. Heaven's second rate hand me down. But I walk it with a reverent air. 'Cause everything is holy now.